How faith must be shown. By obedience the people were to give evidence of their faith. So all who hope to be saved by the blood of Christ should realize that they themselves have something to do in securing their salvation. We are to turn from sin to obedience. Man is to be saved by faith, not by works, yet his faith must be shown by his works. Man must appreciate and use the helps that God has provided. He must believe and obey all the divine requirements. As Moses rehearsed to Israel the provisions of God for their deliverance, the people bowed the head and worshipped. Many of the Egyptians had been led to acknowledge the God of the Hebrews as the only true God, and these now begged to find shelter in the homes of Israel when the destroying angel should pass through the land. Gladly welcomed, they pledged to serve God and go forth from Egypt with his people. The Israelites obeyed the directions God had given. Their families were gathered, the paschal lamb slain, the flesh roasted with fire, the unleavened bread and bitter herbs prepared. The father and priest of the household sprinkled the blood upon the doorpost. In haste and silence the paschal lamb was eaten. Fathers and mothers clasped in their arms their loved firstborn, as they thought of the fearful stroke that was to fall that night. The sign of blood, the sign of a Savior's protection, was on their doors, and the destroyer entered not. At midnight there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. All the firstborn in the land, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle had been smitten. The pride of every household had been laid low. Shrieks and wails filled the air. King and courtiers, trembling, stood aghast at the overmastering horror. His heaven-daring pride humbled in the dust, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, "Rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord, as ye have said. Be gone, and bless me also."